You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is T0ACP monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, good morning, Mike, WA30.
Hey, I was going to try to get a hold of you, was that yesterday we were down there? Yesterday, but we were, oh man, I'll tell you what, them emergency plumbing jobs are fun, so we were down there taking care of business, I guess.
That'd be a catchy song, taking care of business. You know what, I bet a guy could make a song out of that.
That's right. I've been asking a couple people, but not a lot of people I've talked to have actually run one of these antennas. I got a 206-foot Wyndham, Carolina Wyndham, like a ZEP, ladder line fed, but I think there may be a 1-to-1 or a 4-to-1 in this little piece of plumbing. I don't want to bother Jeff. I got it from Jeff Pender, Al's, the guy that does all the parks on the air stuff, my old band teacher, his son-in-law, I think made it, or maybe his daughter, because they're both hands too, but I bought it, they were having a big sale, but I bought it. I don't know much about it. Have you ever run one?
I have not. I keep my life so simple, it's pathetic. You know, for the most part, I run a vertical. And I run, inverted Vs. Love my inverted Vs.
I've been running inverted Vs forever and just cutting them to length or doing, I have built a few fan dipoles that I was very impressed with. But this thing's like open feed, so it's supposed to be resonant on 80 through 10. And I don't know. I haven't swept it, you know. I haven't put it up and looked at it, but I was kind of wondering if I could run it in a V configuration because it's a monster. It's big.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times when you run an inverted V, your lengths are going to be just a hair shorter than they are in a typical dipole. Especially if you run a fan dipole type setup. So, and that's kind of what I run is inverted V's fan dipole. So I've got, what have I got, 40, 20, and 6 up in the backyard as an inverted V, but at the same time, it's a fan dipole.
So here's the deal. It's 103 foot per leg, so it's not resonant for 160, although it says, yeah, it does cover 160, 160 to 10. So it says that it's a 160 antenna. So on 160, it must be trying to resonate the balanced feed line portion somewhat, because it falls a little bit short. I don't know. I shouldn't speculate because I don't know. I've never done any looking into how they work for sure, but it's a monster, and it looks like Jeff built it. He's done a pretty good job on it, but I'm going to run it. I'm going to put it up as an inverted V because I don't think there's enough depth in this lot. I might be able to run it crossways and put the feed straight up off per place, but I definitely wouldn't be able to run it in Columbiaville because there's not enough yards. I'd have to cover 3 yards there.
Yeah, you'd have to have an antenna contract. that's pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, 80 is the longest I've ever put up. I've never played on 160. I think I've tuned it up before on the 80, but I didn't like the way it tuned, and so I just never played with it. So 80 is the best I've ever done, and you know, just a straight up dipole running off coax, you know, no transformers or nothing, you know. But I run it. It'll be correct. Where am I at? Down around 3.6. I think I'm resonant around 3.6, and then the rest of it, you know, I've got to throw it through the tuner.
I like to get them just a hair long so they're down towards the extra and the digital portion. And generally they tune up good enough for to do anything on the general portion, voice and stuff. But yeah, I had an 80 inverted V and I didn't have it up all that high. It had done a great job up there in, when I lived in, I had properties in Akron and Fairgrove. And I was actually living in Fairgrove next to the old John Deere dealer. And that was a nice antenna. That worked out pretty good. And I ended up selling it to Walt. And Walt has since died. He lives up there in north of North Branch. And he was a pretty good old dude, but he was eccentric and conspiracy nut. And I really liked Walt. He was a... He was right about a lot of his stuff, and when I started cross-checking it, I was like, wow, boy, this guy's spot on a few of these things. It kind of made me nervous a little bit, you know?
Yeah, the never dealt people have been around a long time. You know, they see a lot. They just, they're like they have bookmarks that they've stuck in their memory about little things that happen. And then they see him happen again, and then they see him happen again, and then all of a sudden, bingo, it's like, all right, well, I've seen a pattern here, and I see a problem.
Absolutely, and that was him, KB8OLE. He was eccentric, but I think, well, and he lived through polio, of all things. So he was hardcore, you know, his feet were all messed up all the time. But I really liked the dude. He was a pretty cool old dude. And when I started looking into some of the things that he was saying about society stuff, Knights of Malta and those types of things, I was kind of shocked at how far back some of this stuff goes, like Druids and things like that. I was like, whoa. Man, if they really had blood tests for any of that stuff, and I'm sure they do, but if there was any way of checking that line all the way back, boy, oh boy, yeah, it was a little bit scary. And then what he wanted to do, and I put that antenna up for him, he wanted to get on AV and raise hell, and boy, he did, I guess. He was a character, but he had a amp there and an auto-tuner. We're going to go through the intersection. And set him up with that 80, and man, I tell you what, he said it played good. We talked to a few people locally, and it worked great.
W-A-R-D. Yeah, you know who else liked 80 meters was Chuck, W-A-U-C-S. He had a lot of fun on 80, and he had friends all over the state. And, of course, every summer he'd go up camping to Muskellunge Lake, and he'd set up his rig up there at the campground, and he talked to a bunch of hams up there that he became real good friends with. So, yeah, a lot of the old-timers liked 80.
They call it 75-meter phone. Yeah, I love that. I miss Chuck, man. I used to talk to him every day going back and forth to work before he retired. I was working a skilled trade job down in Lapeer, and I was on the horn quite a bit with Chuck. It was great, and yeah, I missed him. I ended up with his Kenwood 2-meter rig. It's not the Clio, and I ended up with that through Barb, the missionary nurse that we had in the club. She didn't really want to get rid of it, but I asked her about it, and it still had, Chuck would put those little punch tapes, like stick them on label makers, that's what they're called, but it has his call on it. Man, I was just thrilled to get that thing with Chuck's call on that.
Yeah, I messed up about, I don't know, maybe 14 years ago. I still had the TR-4 that I bought off him, the Drake. And man, that was a great rig. And Chuck had gone through the whole thing and it had it just working remarkably well. And I held on to that for years. And a lot of years I got out of ham radio, didn't do anything with it. And when I moved into this house, I'm not doing anything with stuff. And I sold three of my radios, and that was one of them. And today I can kick myself for that. That was a great rig. Yeah, that thing put out 200 watts. And he even gave me spare tubes, spare finals for it. So, you know, I was pretty much set up for a lifetime with that thing. Like an idiot, you know. I just thought, well, I'm not using it. Somebody that appreciates it should have it, and I let it go.
Did it have flyback tubes in it for finals?
I don't know. I still have the spare tubes. They're down in the basement somewhere in a box.
That's a 6J6 or 6LQ6. Those tubes are worth a little bit of coin. I don't know if anybody's doing a direct remake of them, but there's Russian Soltec tubes you can change the circuit a little bit. I think you got to put a resistor on something. I don't remember, but I had an amplifier, Dentron GLA 1000 that ran four of those. I sold it to my buddy John. He since died of cancer. He'd have been about 5-10 years older than you. Good guy, man. I mean, friend of the family for decades.
Yeah, now I'm an appliance operator, you know. All the rigs I've got are all, you know, compact, transistorized, and I open them up and I look at it and I go, huh, and I close it back up.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to say that I'm a highly skilled tech with a logic probe checking digital circuits or nothing. But I'm a bit of an appliance operator. I like to play around with amplifiers and, you know, tube checkers and check the voltages on all that stuff if there's something busted, because them old tube guitar amplifiers, I used to buy them busted. And, you know, sometimes I'd have to solder a new socket in or bend the tabs in there. And I had my grandfather's tube checkers forever, and then I don't even know what happened to those. I think they got stolen. Had his old oscilloscope. He did oscilloscope he built. And I don't know. I really need to get back into playing around with those amplifiers. I want to build a LVMOS high-power amp for this digital SDR rig. I got a couple of these SDR rigs. Really like them. KB80OE.
Yeah, when I was on the other side of the state, I picked up a really nice tube tester. a great big unit, and it belonged to a TV shop over there by Grand Rapids. Nice rig. I picked it up for next to nothing. It worked great. And again, when I moved back here and listed a bunch of things for sale, a buddy of mine that I went to high school with rebuilds stereo units, the old ones. And he was eyeballing that, and he said, "Man, how much you want for that?" And I gave him a price, and he said, "Oh, my gosh, you're giving it away." I said, "You know what? That's what I paid for it. Just, you know, you're a friend of mine. Take it. Have fun with it." And I don't know if he still has it or not. I bet he does. But anyway, yeah, he was a radio guy in the military, in the Air Force. So he's having a lot of fun with it. W8RD.
I had, I'll wrap off a couple calls for you. I got that amp and tuner and an ICOM 701 off of N8NPR, L. And I found out that he died this time last year. Oh, I think I told you about it already, but N8NPR, Al Wilson, I think that was his last name, had died about a year, just over a year ago, about a year and a month, a year and 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, Al's a good guy, real good guy. And, you know, I was going to tell you, I remember that when you and Chuck would talk in the morning on the way to work, I was sitting right there at home in Lapeer talking with you guys. That's how I got to know you and Chuck. And those were good days. You know, I'd get up every morning, make myself a pot of coffee about an hour before I had to go to work, sit there and talk on the radio and get you guys to work, and by then it was time for me to leave to work. Of course, I only had 1 mile to drive.
I did that through a couple different shifts, too. I ended up going on second, and then Chuck would be on his way home, I think. And, boy, we're not doing any better on gas. It's 419 everywhere here, I think, looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. I quit keeping track of what was happening worldwide, but I noticed that earlier in the week that gas went from 379 up to 4, I think I saw 429. I thought, well, apparently we irritated somebody again, and there goes the gas prices.
Slapping the snot out of them in Hormuz. He keeps saying, "It's open," and they keep saying, "Uh-uh, it's closed." boy, you know, it upsets me to some degree that we have to deal with it like this. There we go. We got us a nickel off right there. 7 cents. Unless it comes with a car wash. Who knows? So anyways, yeah, what a nightmare. But I can't forget 1979, because here I was, a 9-year-old kid, watching that on the news every single day. And I'll tell you what, it etched itself into my memory.
Yeah, most of today's young people have no knowledge of what the gas wars that went on back then, and you could only buy gas on if your birthday was on an even day, you could buy gas on an even day. You know, if your birthday was on an odd day, you could buy gas on an odd. I mean, there was a lot of crazy things that went on back there, but it was rough. It was rough, way rougher than it is now.
Absolutely. I'm going to jump off, fill this thing up. I'll be back in a second, Ward. Yeah, that was like 1973, 74. I remember because my mini bike gas went from 37 cents a gallon up to like 80. I was fuming. I couldn't even ride my mini bike that summer. And I barely able to ride a bicycle, but my dad put me on that thing. I don't know how many times I flipped that over and checked that helmet on me. Man, I busted it a couple of times real bad. I'll be back in a minute. KB8 always.
W8RD.
KB8 OE mobile.
That was quick. They must not have burned you too bad. So where are you off to today, Mike, W830?
We're heading over to what's-her-name town. No, no, the town with the... We're going there after the bowl. We're going over to Turkey Gizzard's place. They probably sell chicken gizzards too, but Joe's Gizzards. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I've never even heard of it. Okay, I had to write that one down. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Old State Jefferson Road or whatever up in North Branch.
Alright, I got a phone call.
Is you, Ward?
I got a fake deer talker. We'll chat with you later, Mike. W830.
Right, I thought you fell off the planet there for a minute. Alright, 73 Ward, nice hearing from you again. This is KB8OOE gone that way.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is NAVDS, the National Weather Service in Detroit. Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Tuscola County, Lapeer County, and northeastern Genesee County. Until 2:15 at 1 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Otter Lake. For near Columbiaville, movement was to the southeast at 20 miles per hour. 60 mile per hour wind gust and penny-sized hail are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning until 2:15 p.m. for southwestern Tuscola, Lapeer County, Genesee. This is NAVDS Flint weather.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
And this is NAVDS, the Serious Thunderstorm Watch for Genesee County has been canceled. As such, the repeater is being turned back over for normal amateur use. This is NAVDS. Thank you.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OE Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.